We're up to the third Mishnah in the fifth chapter. We are not going to get through the whole Mishnah today. I just want to focus on the first few lines. The Mishnah says, "Omer al kantzipor yagiu rachamecha mishaskin oso," that a person who says about God that your compassion reaches the nest of a bird, we silence such a person. So what does this mean? A person who says that your compassion reaches to the nest of a bird, we silence such a person. So the clear reference over here is to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, where we send away the mother bird before taking the eggs, before taking the offspring of that mother bird. And this is seen to be a mitzvah of compassion. We want to take something for ourselves. We don't want to do it in a way that would be distressing to the mother, and therefore we send away the mother before doing so. So the Mishnah over here seems, though there's a number of different ways to understand this Mishnah. I'll just mention both the Rambam and the Ramban. It touches upon some pretty significant debates about the purpose of mitzvos. So the Rambam discusses this in the context of Tamei mitzvos in Mor Nevuchim, and the Ramban has a interesting rejoinder in his commentary on the Torah. So the Rambam writes that what the Mishnah over here is saying is the following. It's saying that don't think that there is any rationale. Don't think there is any humanly understandable reason behind any mitzvos. Meaning, as for example, if a person were to say that the reason we are sending the mother bird away is because of God's compassion on the animals, we're silence the person. That's not true. There is no reason behind the mitzvos. We do mitzvos because God told us to do the mitzvos. Nothing to do with anything that we would possibly understand. That's how the Rambam understands. And the Rambam then goes ahead and says, and by the way, we don't rule like the author of this Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Das Yachid. This Mishnah is the minority view who says that we don't have any explanation behind the mitzvos. There is no moral reason that's understandable. He says this is a minority view, and therefore we could ignore it. And the Rambam argues that there is a rationale behind the mitzvos, and he goes ahead and develops a significant theory of reasons behind mitzvos in Mor Nevuchim and other places. That's the Rambam's understanding of this Mishnah, suggesting it's a Das Yachid. It's a minority view who is arguing that there is no comprehensible rationale behind the mitzvos. The Ramban says, no, you read the Mishnah incorrectly. The Ramban says he agrees. He says there is a moral, ethical reason behind mitzvos, and we certainly have every right to try to understand the rationale behind mitzvos. The mistake over here is understanding who has the compassion. The Mishnah says, Akantipor yagiu rachamecha, that the reason that we send away the mother bird is because of God's compassion for the animals. That, the Ramban says, is the mistake. The purpose of the mitzvah is not because God has compassion on the animals. The purpose is litzaref osanu. It's the purpose of the mitzvah is to make us perfect. The reason is that we want to ensure that we do not become cold-blooded people, and we want, the purpose of the mitzvah is to develop us as people. If we think that we're doing the mitzvah to help God, that's a mistake. But that's why Mishaskin is so. We have to recognize that the purpose of the mitzvah is for us, is to perfect us. And each and every mitzvah, the Ramban says, is to develop compassion, develop better midos within each and every individual, within the human beings, and not in God. And that's the mistake of the person who says this statement, Akantzipar Yagir Rachamecha, that if we think the mitzvahs are for God, then Mishaskin is so we silence. But in truth, the mitzvahs are there for us. So according to both the Rambam and the Ramban, they are both of the opinion that the mitzvahs do have moral, ethical purposes. And the Ramban and the Rambam are disagreeing about a finer point about is the purpose of the mitzvahs for us or not. The Ramban emphatically saying that, of course, we don't do mitzvahs. That God doesn't need our mitzvahs. The purpose of the mitzvahs is to refine us as individuals. So the Chananim Kash Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu.